Hi, please welcome.
Recording.
Chandler.
Please welcome Chandler from Costa Mesa. Sorry.
Hi, my name's Chandler. I'm an alcoholic. Thanks, Julius, for asking me to speak tonight. I didn't know it'd be such a huge meeting. I was gonna throw up when I parked in the parking lot a little bit, but I just pray. I like to breathe in God and breathe out Chandler. It's my favorite little prayer I do whenever I'm a ball of anxiety, which I normally am. It took a lot for me to come into these rooms finally. I had many physical bottoms. What it took for me was like a physical, or not, it's a spiritual, emotional death for me to finally crawl into these rooms and accept help. I like lived on the streets off and on for like 5 years in Las Vegas, in Oklahoma City. I'd wake up in the hospital with a broken kneecap and like less teeth, and I'd still go on. I'd still be fine. I can still go on. That wasn't gonna break me or stop me. I was at this point where I was in Oklahoma City, and I was sleeping behind this church, and there's like a deep free state detox across the street, and they would and I've been there like several times, and they wouldn't let me in anymore. I remember the guy who was like trying to admit me. He like turned the computer screen around. He's like, "This is how many times you've been in and out of here, and the state's not fucking with you anymore." So I took my happy ass across the street. I had no shirt, no shoes, sleeping behind this church, and there's a Narcotics Anonymous meeting that goes on there. And those people, they'd bring me shirt, like clothes and food and stuff. And I remember I was sipping on this warm beer I just stole from the CVS, like looking, I'm not a religious person, but I was looking up at the cross, and I was like, "God, like kill me, or like change something, do something for me, brother." And and that's how I talk to my God still. I'm like, I look up, I'm like, "Dude, what the fuck?" I still get on my knees and stuff. Anyways, let me get, I'm like, "Dude, what the fuck?" So anyways, the NA people, they come out and they're like, "Hey, the church asked us if we could take you somewhere because they don't want you like dying on their doorstep." And so they let them take the church van to like they try to take me to a different couple different rehabs, detoxes. I burnt all my britches in Oklahoma City and everywhere. And I was like, "Take me to my mom's house." She's either not there, or she's drunk. And I get to my mom's house, and thank God she's drunk, but she's crying, and she's like, "Chandler, oh my God, I just found out your dad died." And yeah, don't feel bad, because I was like, oh no, can I have a beer?" Because I didn't know this dude. It's some British dude she got knocked up with in Vegas in the 90s. Never heard from him, not a lick of child support, didn't really bother me. It was just a good excuse to have a beer with my mom. And she's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Yeah, and they might have like left you some money." And I'm like, "Hey, go on." Wait, for real? And so, and I thought, and she's like, "You should probably sober up a little bit." And I'm Native American enough to get on the insurance. And I'm gonna worry about it. To get on the to, I'm Native American enough to have like insurance, and they pay for like good insurance, so they pay for like a bougie rehab out here in Southern California. And at that point, I'm going to California and I'm getting some British money. Like, hell yeah. Completely forgetting about that like desperate plea I made to the dude in the sky about like changing me or doing something. Completely forgot about that. And I thought I would, I'm like, "Yeah, I'll go to rehab, mom, so I should get off my back too." And I thought that the misery came from whenever I didn't have alcohol in my system. I thought that was the misery, like going from point A from trap house to trap house, the in between, whenever I didn't have what I wanted to. Because since a young age, since I was a child, I was dissatisfied with life, and I found a drink was what made me satisfied with life finally. And I thought having a constant flow of that in my system would make me finally happy, and found out it was not. It sucked. I was just as miserable. The alcohol was but a symptom. I was alone, staying at my mom's house. I was paying the bills. She couldn't tell me shit. I was like in my room I grew up in, like spray painting the walls and like throwing knives in the walls and just a mess. I had everything I thought I wanted, and I was miserable and alone. And so I decided to come back out here to rehab again. How much time do I have? Oh, okay, cool. We're about to get sober too. We have so much time. So I come back out to rehab again, and I completely intended to get sober because I realized like it wasn't it. Like, I'm not gonna be happy. And I get through the detox process, and I ended up getting drunk again somehow in detox, like against my own will. And I realized at that point that alcohol was my master and I was truly fucked. And I prayed and cried myself to sleep that night in that little twin size detox bed. And I've been going to AA since I was 18 too. I finally got sober at 26. By the way, I got sober 2 years ago. My sobriety date's July 19th, 2023. Thank you. And I knew what to do. I knew that it would work for me. I was just unwilling to do it. I was absolutely unwilling to do it because alcohol was still working for me at this point. It wasn't anymore. So I cried myself and prayed myself to sleep that night, and woke up with a newfound resolution of like what to do. And I dived into this program. I didn't know what reading this like little blue book from. It was only from the 30s. Like it was like 1,000 years old or something. Yeah, right. I'd be like, yeah, that's got some deep spiritual knowledge, but it's just written in the 30s by some guy named Bill. Guy, some guy named Bill. But I did. I sat down. I met with a sponsor. I like after treatment, after the classes or whatever, I'd meet with him once or twice a week, and we'd go through this book and we highlight shit and talk about it. But and I got in the center of the fellowship. I stood in the center of the boat. And did my fourth step. That's where I always got before was a fourth step, and never went. And some reason I had the willingness to do it. I just was came upon easily for me that this time I had like that last time I got drunk in detox. I had like the spiritual death that those physical bottoms never touched. I still had money. I could still do whatever. It was like that knowing that this is fucked and I'm fucked and it's gonna end badly. Which I always knew. It's just I don't know. The revelation finally came upon me at that time for whatever reason. Anyways, yeah, got to the fourth step, did like a seventh hour fifth step. After that, I felt like I could see the world in brand new eyes, like that wasn't filled with contempt and resentment. I had a brand new experience with the world, and just stayed in service. And yeah, I mean, life isn't like the reason why life is beyond my wildest dreams today is because I am staying sober and I don't have the obsession to drink anymore, which I never thought I would have. I never thought, and in this past 2 years I've been sober, I've got my GED. Already did like 2 semesters of college before I even got the GED. You can do that, by the way. Anybody wants to know. I never drove before, thank God, because like my 20 public intoxes would have been 20 DUIs, but people in AA taught me how to drive. People in AA taught me how to put my name on a lease for an apartment, taught me how to enroll in school, how to keep a job and get a job and keep a job. I still roll with the punches. Like my grandpa's died this past month since I've gotten 2 years sober. I had to go to the dentist and get my like front teeth like removed because it was infected and I never took care of it. But I can still be like a knucklehead and squander time in sobriety. So I had that. I broke up with my boyfriend of a year, like right after I got 2 years. So that's not what I wanted, even though that's what like I've told him, and like he would like try to break up with me once before. Anyways, I'm going on a tangent. Basically, I had to break up with him because I was lying to myself and I was lying to him and everyone around me, and it was leading me to a drink. It's like those little lies like would still catch up to me and like. And I wasn't, if I'm lying to myself and everyone around me, I can't be of service to sponsees and tell them to do this, that, and the other, and still like lie to myself and everyone around me. The one thing I was honest was like, doing my little inventories and like talking to my sponsor and like God and stuff, but like to everybody else, not really. Just how's your relationship going? It's great. I love it. How much time do I have? 1 minute. 30 seconds. Yeah, I don't really know what else to leave you with here besides like if you're in here and you're in a lot of pain, good. I'm happy you are because you're in the right place for it. I'm glad you're not like out there in a lot of pain, I guess is what I mean. At least you're here. Grab onto the people, stay in the center. They may be goofy as fuck sometimes, but they truly do love you and care for you and want like the best for you, which I did not understand. That other people were capable of. And I didn't understand that I was capable of that either. I thought I was a psychopath that couldn't care about other people. And slowly but surely, I do. Like, I still have a hard time telling people, like, I love you and, like, I care for you. But it's a practice, like, all things. And continue to, like, have that hunger for, like, if you found a higher power, continue to have that hunger. If you have that gift of desperation, hold on to it and see how far it can take you. Is that my timer?
That's not me.
Okay. Like, if you have that gift of desperation, like I did whenever I came in here, that death, like take that because that pink cloud, it fades eventually. So take that through the steps so you have like a good foundation and you know where your feet are trained whenever things, when you start losing teeth and boyfriends. Thank you. That's it.